Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about animals. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the person who is speaking. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list AH what each speaker is expressing. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
I'm proud of the relationship we have with the animals. It's not always easy here, and there are days when I get deeply upset because an animal's sick and nothing can be done to save it. On the other hand, we're doing some wonderful things in the way of conservation, and we're linked up with satellites and with other institutions worldwide to keep track of certain species. The value of this work cannot be underestimated. We're protecting different species for future generations to enjoy.
Speaker 2.
I was always a very active person, and I've always been surrounded by animals. As a child, we would have several cats and dogs in the house. Now that I live in sheltered housing, my dog is good company for me. I'd be tempted to not leave the house at all some days, but he gives me a reason to get some fresh air and exercise. I think I'd put on a lot of weight if I didn't have him. He keeps me young at heart, too. On the whole, I prefer my own company. But you do chat to people a lot when you have a dog. They are good icebreakers.
Speaker 3.
I have immense respect for animals. Well, let's face it, my life would be totally different without them. It's not just about companionship, it's mutual trust. We couldn't do without each other. What we could do without is people on the street coming up to us and causing a distraction. I can understand why it happens, but people don't stop to think. Basically, she's doing a job and people forget that.
Speaker 4.
It's surprising how common animal allergies are. I've been allergic to cats all my life. My eyes start to water, I have trouble breathing. I have a lot of patients with allergies of various kinds, and finding the cause of the allergic reaction can be quite tricky at times. I have one patient who's seriously allergic to her dog, but she insists on keeping it. Now that, to me, doesn't make any sense at all, no matter how attached they may be to the animal.
Speaker 5.
I have great respect for all the animals that I work with. Some people may not approve of what I do, or they may wonder how I can be so brave. Really, that's not what it's all about. It's to do with years of training and experience and knowing what you're doing. There's no room for error in this job. We used to have endangered species, but the climate has changed now, and they are no longer part of the show.
Now you'll hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
I'm proud of the relationship we have with the animals. It's not always easy here, and there are days when I get deeply upset because an animal's sick and nothing can be done to save it. On the other hand, we're doing some wonderful things in the way of conservation, and we're linked up with satellites and with other institutions worldwide to keep track of certain species. The value of this work cannot be underestimated. We're protecting different species for future generations to enjoy.
Speaker 2.
I was always a very active person, and I've always been surrounded by animals. As a child, we would have several cats and dogs in the house. Now that I live in sheltered housing, my dog is good company for me. I'd be tempted to not leave the house at all some days, but he gives me a reason to get some fresh air and exercise. I think I'd put on a lot of weight if I didn't have him. He keeps me young at heart, too. On the whole, I prefer my own company. But you do chat to people a lot when you have a dog. They are good icebreakers.
Speaker 3.
I have immense respect for animals. Well, let's face it, my life would be totally different without them. It's not just about companionship, it's mutual trust. We couldn't do without each other. What we could do without is people on the street coming up to us and causing a distraction. I can understand why it happens, but people don't stop to think. Basically, she's doing a job and people forget that.
Speaker 4.
It's surprising how common animal allergies are. I've been allergic to cats all my life. My eyes start to water, I have trouble breathing. I have a lot of patients with allergies of various kinds, and finding the cause of the allergic reaction can be quite tricky at times. I have one patient who's seriously allergic to her dog, but she insists on keeping it. Now that, to me, doesn't make any sense at all, no matter how attached they may be to the animal.
Speaker 5.
I have great respect for all the animals that I work with. Some people may not approve of what I do, or they may wonder how I can be so brave. Really, that's not what it's all about. It's to do with years of training and experience and knowing what you're doing. There's no room for error in this job. We used to have endangered species, but the climate has changed now, and they are no longer part of the show.
That's the end of part 4.